In the depths of an Atlanta forest, a clash between activists and authorities ends in tragedy. I'm Matthew Scherr, and on my new podcast, We Came to the Forest, we expose the hidden truths behind a shootout that left one activist dead and countless lives forever changed. Binge all episodes of We Came to the Forest ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. Listen to Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, masses. Well, mass. We've made it through, we've returned the gifts that were way off base, like prayer candles with each of the Westworld characters on them, Dee Dee, and we're finally free to stare down the frozen abyss of winter without distraction. Remember all those plot developments just before the break? That means at least a few months of coasting on nothing but the charm of our status quo. In other words, le yikes. But now, the ocean beckons. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern at Sea, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Many years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. A lot of shit has happened. We did a little bit of time traveling. We have escaped the Shattering, and now we are back at sea on the SS Stephanie. Oh boy. John, how much more stuff should I explain?
Happy Earth birth to you. Is that how it goes?
Happy Earth birth to you.
I think those are the lyrics.
Happy birthday,
dear
Armor.
Happy
birth. Burp to you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Isidore. It is my birthday.
And two more.
John.
Here, Arnie, blow out the wax sticks.
All right.
The great thing is, every year, if you make it to that year, you get two more.
I love that on Earth you put wax sticks in the cake with fire to test someone's to see how strong their breath is. I think that's really smart.
Yeah. Oh, well, those candles really took it out of me.
I love breathing on food.
Right? Earth tradition. Can I just say, it was so, and I don't think we've talked about it a ton, it was so magical and so incredible to be on Earth, even though it was, what is it, 89?
1989, yeah.
It was incredible. The TV shows I saw, the people I met, the Meyer store.
Both brands of Doritos.
Guys, after 1989, there are more brands of Doritos.
What?
Oh, Cool Ranch? What about Cooler Ranch?
How could it get cooler?
Is there a coolest ranch?
I mean, maybe since I've been here. I've been here for several years, just getting older and older.
They must be focused completely on the cooling technology that brings down the temperature of each individual chip until it is so cool it doth churn to but a crystal in thine very hand.
I always thought they should have called it Cool Ranchier.
Arnie, I just want to thank you because that time on Earth, I will never forget. And I feel like I know so much Earth stuff now.
Well, what's some of the Earth stuff you remember? I mean, I spent most of that time as a mug.
Oh, that's right. We just, boy, I miss young Arnie. Young Arnie was so cool and so funny and so charming.
Filled with potential.
John, I'm young Arnie.
No. We're talking about young Arnie. He's just so handsome and dashing, and like, I feel like I was kind of rude to him at times, but it was because, you know, I was trying to be protective, and he felt like my younger brother, and I just love young Arnie. He's like my best friend, and Arnie, you're my best friend too, but I think it's tied between young Arnie and you are like my two best friends.
You know, there's no better birthday gift than for people to talk about how much they liked you better when you were younger.
You know, I'd really like to see the two of you team up.
Yeah, you two should get together.
Me and young me?
Yeah, go on a big adventure. Yeah, young Arnie and kid Arnie. Fight and cry.
Oh, wait. So which one am I? Am I kid Arnie? Young Arnie and kid Arnie?
Oh, no. Sorry. I was thinking of two young Arnies. fighting crime together.
Oh, I see. You want like a 13-year-old me and then maybe like a 11-year-old me and they go on an adventure?
Yeah, and one of them's sort of a no-nonsense, by-the-rules sort of Arnie, and the other one's like this freewheeling Arnie.
Nah, maybe someday in an interlude.
And Arnie, speaking of 1989, you're today, or this week, 89 and feeling fine.
Nine.
And to celebrate your 89th birthday, I tried to recreate something I loved on Earth. I made you my own special OEO. It's the two cookies stuffed with the white cream. OEOs is so good. Uh-huh. The cream I made, it's basically like dough, and I just put in some sugar to make it real white. So here you go. It's a big old OEO.
I mean, I love Oreos. Thank you, Chun. I don't trust any cream you've made.
No, Arnie, that's blue even for me. I would never.
But
I also tried to recreate something from 1989 that I thought you would love. Batmania. Here, I killed this giant bat. Put it on and go fight crime.
Oh, you guys have not stopped talking about Batman since we came back from 1989.
Oh, it's so good, though. It's so good.
Wait till they get a load of me. I get it.
But look, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but Usador Chunt, we have to stop focusing on the pop culture of the 1980s. When we were in the 80s, some weird guy implanted something in my head. There's something in my head. I think that's the artifact.
I think that's the first time anyone said that. That there's something in your head. Get it?
You sure that wasn't just a dream?
Wait, what part?
That something's in your head. Are you sure something's really in your head? Like, do you want us to dig around in there and see what's in there?
Yeah, let me get in there. I've been asking you to do it for years.
No. Stay away from my head.
All right. But whenever you want, I will use my great magical powers to peer deep within thine skull, extract this item, and find out what magical purpose may be hid within it.
No, thanks.
Come on.
Oh, hey, you know, it's been a while since we've been on the SS Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great to catch up with Frederick and Jeffrey.
Jeffy.
I don't have the same relationship with Jeffrey that you have. I can't call him Jeffy.
Right.
Arnie, look behind you. There's Bug. He's peeking out of that barrel.
That
a little pervert.
That's a weird pervy bear. Oh, and you know what? You know who we haven't talked to, who I think has been on this ship the whole time? Oh, look, there she's over there. Hildy, the ancient thousands of year old turtle.
Oh, I love Hildy.
Yeah, Hildy's the best.
Let's catch up with Hildy. Hey, Hildy. Hey. Was it? Hildy. Hildy. Hey, like come out of your shell.
Hildy, knock, knock.
Knock, knock. I think perhaps the shell has been emptied.
Oh, it's so cold. It is, I think. This is a dead turtle.
Oh, look, there's a little hat with a flower sitting there next to it.
Oh, no. And there's a little note, and it says, I'm die, and it doesn't finish.
I wonder how it ends.
What could it mean?
Probably with a G.
Oh, you have to know what it means, don't you? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to spook you. I forgot how gorgeous I look in my ghostly form. Up here on the ceiling.
Whoa!
Oh, there you are. Hilly!
Hi, fellas. I forgot to tell you I moved.
Are you a ghost?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a ghost. I'm just no longer in my physical form, but mentally I'm just as there as I ever was.
Oh, which is not very.
Please come down from the ceiling and spend some time with us. We want to catch up with you, even though you've moved into another plane of existence.
Oh, yes, it's a very fast plane, I'll tell you what. But, fellas, I can't recommend it enough. Honestly, I spent thousands of years avoiding the biggest party I never got invited to, and it's called death.
Oh, Hildy, your ghost has all its teeth.
I've always had all my teeth. What are you talking about?
Oh, right. Wink, wink. Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Can I ask? I don't know if this is rude. I should say my dad's a ghost, so hopefully this isn't rude. How did you
pass?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually, I wish it was a more exciting story than it is, but I forgot to renew my physical form license.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, it's all this paperwork. I thought, you know how it is. I thought I switched it to the online version from the mail-in renewal, and then I forgot my password, and then to get back in, you need to have your password, which it's a broken system. Anyway, I forgot to renew.
Anybody who lives under the water, there's an online system where they'll send a fishing line down with the papers, right? So you don't have to come up above surface?
Oh, yeah. It comes down in the line. But I just got this new phone. And so they said they could send it to my phone. Sorry, foam.
Seafoam.
Seafoam, yeah. And so it just is easier, less you know, waste with the wires coming in and out.
Sure.
That reminds me, I should also renew my physical form. I have been tardy in doing that, and I don't want to end up dead as well.
Oh, well, you know, it's really up to you, because I thought the same thing, but honestly, it's a bigger party here than ever before.
Well, it's, I mean, sure, it would be fun, and I have been dead before and come right back, but I have important work to do here on Foon, for there must be a champion who's willing to sacrifice everything to ensure that peace and happiness reigns over everything once the Dark Lord is defeated. So I can't just leave just yet.
Well, you know, about a year ago, I was briefly dead when I got stabbed in the chest with the obsidian sword.
Arnie, and this isn't about you.
How often do you get to commiserate with other people about being dead? I know, Chunt, you only almost died, so you can't be a part of this conversation.
Yeah, Chunt, you've never been dead, so what the hell do you know?
I still
fucking
have a
nerd.
I still have a caterpillar in my arm. I feel
well,
it every day.
Well, we don't need to be, you know, death exclusive. I'm sure there's been times that you sat on your leg the wrong way, and it felt like it was dead, and
yeah,
you had a small funeral, you buried it, it came back. You
yeah,
do
I guess.
This?
Yeah, I guess we've all. I mean, I was a centipede once, and several of my legs felt dead, so I did bury them. And but when I changed back to a badger, I felt fine.
See, so yeah. We've all been there.
If I had to have a funeral for my legs every time they fell asleep, I could never go to the bathroom.
Here's a philosophical question that one ignores what Arnie just said, and two, Chunt, do you think it's possible that every time you change into a new creature, that old creature dies?
Whoa. What are you talking about?
I mean, have you died more than any of us? Is each of your transformations, in a sense, a rebirth and a death of the previous creature?
Oh, my goddesses. I don't understand what you mean.
Okay, don't worry about it then.
I will say I'm lucky because I shift so much. I don't have to fill out those forms keeping my body. Arnie, have you filled out those forms?
No, I've done almost no paperwork since I've been in Foon.
Ooh, buddy.
Well, to be fair, I'm not sure what the span is for you guys. For us, it's about every 350 years. So, you know, honestly, who could... I try to mark it in my calendar, but honestly, you know, things, the events build up for me.
Sure. Okay.
Well, Arnie, you're 89, so you got a little bit of time.
I'm 40-something, 45, I think.
Well, you're bad at math. So, Hildy, being a creature who's been around since the formation of Foon... This must be at least something new, right? Something exciting. I'm sure it gets, there's the doldrums of being alive for so long that at least death is something exciting.
Yes. Oh, certainly. And, you know, for so long, I was so caught up. I had so much pride. I've never died. But also, there's so many rules you have to put on yourself. There's mm-hmm. just all these things you got to keep up appearances. And now I'm done with all that. I feel free for the first time in my life.
That's
Can
wonderful.
I tell you how many husbands I have?
Dish.
None. I don't get married anymore.
Oh.
Yes.
And death relieves you of the previous husbands you did have.
Exactly. But I'm making a lot of friends, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Ooh, casual sex.
Well, yes, you did say that it was quite a party there in the afterlife.
Oh, you believe me, it is. Half the time, bam, you're going through walls. Whoa, a strong wind. You know, everybody's cold.
So who are you meeting now that you've passed on?
And who are you wearing?
Sorry?
And who are you wearing?
Oh, my gosh.
Because that looks like a new shell.
Oh, yes. It's Diorm. Thank you very much. And actually, just this morning, it's too soon to speak of any of the dead, it turns out. But this morning, I saw Brittany Murphy at the grocery store.
Oh.
She looks good.
So Hildy, can you, just for those of us who haven't experienced it, can you describe what it feels to die, I guess, if that's not too morbid or too weird?
Oh, no, of course. I mean, honestly, this is something that just should be talked about, you know? Like everything else that we need to learn about in this life. What's it like to die? I'll tell you what, I think it must be a little different for everybody, but for me, I was... in my shell, and then all of a sudden I could feel tingles in my fingertips or my toe tips. You understand.
Mm-hmm.
My talon tips. And then all of a sudden I heard Prince say, "Hey, baby." And then, boom, I was out of my shell. I was dancing. It was the biggest party I've ever seen.
Wow.
Which prince? There are so many princes in Foon. It could be any prince.
Oh, it was Prince...
Sweet Prince Vantus?
He's still alive.
We don't know that for sure.
I think it was Prince Cornelius. He's the handsome one, right?
Oh, yes. Very handsome. Known for handsomeness.
Yes.
Often he was called the Handsome Prince.
Oh, what makes him so handsome? Or what
handsome
made him so handsome?
Handsome Prince is what we used to say when he walked by.
The thing that made him so handsome was he was actually born as only half a person, so they had to copy the first half and reverse it, so he was perfectly symmetrical.
Oh.
Half, down the middle. You know, not half like top or bottom, half, you know, straight down the middle. So there.
Oh, that's
over.
A better. Yeah, I was imagining it the other way, but that's better. What you're saying is better.
Yeah, he didn't have legs on top and legs on bottom.
Oh, I was imagining head on top, head on bottom.
That's fun, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Arnie, what you're describing is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Well, speaking of, another nice thing about having passed into the spooky realm is that you can actually adjust way more than you could before. You know, before I would get, I'd get a new lipstick. I'd feel like a new girl. I'd clip my talons. I'm invited places. But here you can adjust almost any part of you because the thing is that your ghostly form is so squishy. I get my whole body done when I go to the salon.
Oh. Ooh.
Now you know how I feel, being able to shapeshift and change different parts of my body. Feels
yes,
pretty good.
Yes, exactly. And oh, the things you've done with yourself.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was, I was a polar bear recently. What else was I? Oh, I was a skunk with a jacket with the sleeves rolled up and sunglasses. Super cool.
Oh, see, none of this I've asked for. I've said I want huge eyelashes. But I should get more creative, you're right.
Well, no, you should follow your bliss and do whatever makes you happy. If you want huge eyelashes and that makes you happy, then why not?
That's what, I want them so big that my eyes are weighed down, they can't be opened, and people will say, she can't see a thing, but damn, she's beautiful.
Hildy, do you have any control over it yourself? Like, right now, could you make your eyelashes bigger?
I've never tried that before. Here, look at me, tell me something's happening.
Oh. A little bit bigger, yeah.
You think so?
Just a little bit.
Also, oh you just gosh. Ghost shit.
Oh yeah, that just happens sometimes. I don't eat anything. I don't know what's coming out.
What is that? And it just flew away.
I don't. Maybe it's a baby ghost. Honestly, there's a lot of things. No one explains things to you here is the only thing. You got to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, where do you think ghosts come from, Arnie? There have to be baby ghosts.
I guess so.
That's true. Maybe some people are just born ghosts. The thing is, they're very fast, so I never get to ask questions.
So you said you've been seeing a few people in the afterlife. Anybody you want to talk about?
What are you guys rated?
What are we rated? D minus.
Oh, okay. You know, before I was so worried about what the people that I was seeing or marrying, what it said about me. You know, so I was only going for the top, the creme de la creme, the princes, the popes, you understand. And now I'm seeing just about everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's very exciting. I had no idea that the afterlife was so open. I think that's wonderful that people find love where they need it when they need it.
It's, you know, have you ever seen a blobfish?
I have not. What? I'm unfamiliar.
People have described it as the ugliest thing that was ever created. And it looks like it's got a floppy mouth, little beady eyes. Uh-huh. Anyway, his name is Henry.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Arnie, I showed you a blobfish and you said it looked like Ziggy, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Ziggy.
Oh, I know what Ziggy is. I spent a few weeks in 1989.
Oh, sure. So, you know, maybe his relative is Ziggy, but this one is named Henry.
Okay.
And he plays the acoustic guitar.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, not a lot of people do that.
What are some of the other types of guitars in Foon besides acoustic?
Oh, well, you got your shellac.
Mm-hmm. You have majestic guitar.
Mm. Majestic guitar.
Acoustic.
Realistic.
Fantastic.
Elastic.
Oh, that's always hard for me. My hands are too small.
Hydromatic. Systematic. Guitar lightning. What else? That's about all of them.
I think those are it.
So Bob seems pretty cool.
Oh, Blob. His name is Henry, though.
Oh, sorry. Would you prefer I called him Blob or Henry?
Probably Henry. Blob gets is sort of a little private thing that we have going
oh,
on. Yeah.
Oh.
So do you think you, even though you're seeing other people, it sounds like you're particularly drawn to Henry. Do you think there's something long-term there or are you developing feelings?
I'm finding new feelings that I've never had before, tell you what. Yes, but, you know, I don't know. It's exhilarating being with someone so ugly. You know what I mean? Have you ever had this experience? It's like he just doesn't care.
I haven't had that experience, but I've dated a few people who have.
Oh,
I think they call that dating down. So, Hildy, if I may, you're an underwater nine. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, but the scale is a little different. Out of two. 9 out of 2.
And Henry, is he like an underwater one or like a land 5? Like, what is he?
Oh, he's a landmine. Yeah, he's deep down under, and if you get near him, he'll just explode.
And you'll
regret it, is what I used to think. But honestly, you gotta give landmines a chance.
That happens to most blobs. You get near them, they explode. It's very typical.
I've always thought of myself as a volcano 3.
Really? I forget the volcano scale.
Well, it's just hot as hell in there. So if you're 3, you're doing pretty damn good.
Yes.
That is really good.
I've always thought of myself as a Fox Force 5.
Good one. So Hildy, now that you're free of your corporeal form and you're meeting new people, are you going on new adventures together? Are you usually like cruising through the seas? Have you seen any other new places?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for asking. Yeah, well, one of my favorite things about my corporeal form was the cruise ships. And actually, they don't let you buy tickets for cruises if you're a ghost. I don't know, something about health code. I'm not really sure. But the nice thing is that I can just hitch on to rides whenever I feel like it, including the kind of... They're like birds. They're machine birds. They sit on the water and, whoa, they fly off.
Oh, for a second there, I thought you saw a ghost. Ghost. And I was like, oh, that's probably just you.
Oh, no. This is something far scarier. Can you picture what I'm talking about?
Oh, let's do it fluff
a
toss.
A dog.
We're going to close our eyes and you describe. Okay. Go ahead and describe what you're talking about. We'll
okay, it's
eyes.
A huge metal bird, but instead of a beak, it's got two sticks. And wow, they're spinning in a circle. And then the sticks fly so fast in their circle that the bird leaves the water and goes up into clouds.
A cat.
I'm trying to imagine, but Boeing.
Okay, your attention span is so short these days. It's a bird. Am I not being clear?
No, you're talking about a giant metal bird. It sounds like a terrifying machination created to fly through the air. I can't imagine such a terrible thing, except for that I've spent some time in 1989 and I saw the Batwing.
Oh my gosh, what was that like?
It's a little man who sits in a little disc and flies through the sky. So I think it's like that.
Oh, Santa Claus. We've heard of him. He ran for office down here.
He did?
Oh.
Yes. He narrowly lost.
He lost?
Yeah. It was to me. I was in office for 400 years.
Oh, what position? I never knew that you held such an esteemed office.
Oh, yes. I was the Duke.
Oh.
I ran for Duke and I won.
Wow.
The Duke of the Ocean?
The Duke of the Ocean.
Oh, what a wonderful position that is,
yes,
Ani.
Yes, do.
The Duke of the Ocean has many amazing powers. It's deciding when the tides come in, which of course affects when the moon is full or when it wanes and waxes.
Exactly.
So a lot of busy work.
Well, and also one of the more fun parts about being the Duke is, you know, every year people with their two legs, they try to guess how deep the ocean is. They put all their guesses into a bucket, and the Duke actually gets to pull out the one that we say is the ocean's depth that year.
Oh.
I had very short arms, so, you know.
It's still a fun event.
Oh, I thought so. It kept me busy for 400.
400 years, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
Arnie, what's the, I don't know if we saw much of the infrastructure of Earth while we were there. Is there something similar to a Duke on Earth?
Well, there is, there's something called a Duke, but I wouldn't say that it's similar to the Duke. I mean, there's groundhogs.
Do you remember that time that young Arnie sang that song? It was really cute because he was trying to sing with such a deep voice, and he kept singing, Duke of Earl, Duke. And he was dancing in his own bedroom, and it was just the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but so adorable, so sweet.
Guys,
yeah, and you're
stop dressed- talking about young me. I'm a slightly older me. This,
yes.
I'm your buddy. I'm your friend. Stop talking about my early work.
Yes, we like you.
My stuff now.
Arnie, we like you, and we like young Arnie, and we can't wait for the two of you to meet.
Oh, well, have you tried cracking Arnie open?
What? No.
Oh, my goddesses, that's brilliant. If we crack Arnie open, there's surely a young Arnie inside him.
Right, exactly.
Arnie, you always talk about the child in you. You always say, this brings out the child in me.
Yeah, man, that's a metaphor.
Open your mouth. Let us take a look.
No.
Open your mouth.
No. Get away.
Hello?
Let me get inside that head.
Stop yelling. Stop yelling.
Is someone down there?
Here, we're going to take a quick break while I get inside of Arnie's head. Then we'll be right back.
Say nothing if you're down there. There's something in there.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In our next season, I'm telling the story of four American rock climbers who were kidnapped by rebel militants in the remote mountains of Kyrgyzstan. The group was taken at gunpoint and forced to hike through brutal terrain under the cover of night to avoid detection by the Kyrgyz army. With little to no food or water provided by their captors, the young climbing team had to struggle through severe dehydration and hunger. Finally, they realized they would have to fight for their lives to escape. It's a thrilling story of survival in the face of violence and terror, and doing whatever it takes to make it home alive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
What's up, guys? It's your girl Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's so good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend and have a real conversation. And I don't mean just friends. I mean the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox. The list goes on. And now I have my own YouTube channel. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch full episodes on YouTube, and you can listen to Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery. And where are my headphones? Because it's time to get into it. Holla at your girl!
I'll drop it for now, but I will get that kid out. Hang in there, young Arnie. We're coming for you one day.
I haven't tried going inside of someone's body yet, but I can go through walls. I don't know. I just don't want to get dirty.
Oh, my gosh. Are you suggesting you want to Patrick Swayze me? Well, you may not know what that is. On my world, a ghost can Patrick Swayze someone where they jump into them and they'll talk as them briefly. But on my world, ghosts have to work really hard to move a penny up a wall.
This is totally unfair. We saw the preview for Ghost when we were watching Batman, but it doesn't come out for another year.
Yeah, as far as I know, what a Patrick Swayze is someone who you thought would be bigger.
Oh, goddesses, damn it. This is why I wish we had workshops down here, because I do not know what the hell Eleanor you people are talking about.
It's all right. We spent some time traveling through space and time, so we are privy to arcane knowledge beyond that of Foon's own history. But you want to possess Arnie's body and try to talk through him?
Oh, I could give that a shot. No one's ever let me before, not even Henry.
Well, Arnie will let you.
Yeah, I'm lazy. I'll let you do whatever.
Oh, okay.
Just look around. When you're inside me, look around and you can tell them that there's no little me in me.
Okay, but I'm not sure that they'll be able to hear me from outside, so I'm going to talk through your mouth if that's okay.
All right.
Oh, and when you go in there, let us know if he's in danger, girl.
Okay.
There she goes. Ooh.
Oh, it's very interesting in here.
Hildy, what do you see?
What are you noticing, Hildy? Tell us all about it.
Oh, I see a wizard, and I see a skunk, and
it's
I
badger.
See...
I'm a badger.
The ocean? I don't know, though. I just feel so tired all of a sudden, and I feel there's a pain. There's a pain, like, in my chest, but higher up, like, there's... Oh, it's almost like a fluid is coming up into the back of my throat.
Uh-huh.
Huh, I wonder what that is. Maybe it's... Maybe young Arnie turned liquid.
Oh, no.
Liquid Arnie. Laquarnie. Laquarnie, if you're in there, come out. Either end. Doesn't matter. Just get out of there.
Hildy, you get out of there too. Being inside of Arnie's making you less interesting.
Oh my god. Oh, that was really something.
Oh my gosh. Apparently being possessed gives me acid reflux.
Oh, that tastes disgusting. You know, you really shouldn't eat so many tomatoes. It's acidic and it really is just not good for your digestive system.
I know, and there's no Prilosec in Foon.
Oh, see, I don't even know who that doctor is, but if you need a physician, you let me know. I knew a good one for a long, long time.
Oh, what doctor did you go see?
Oh, I saw Dr. Spock. Spockinopoly, yeah.
Dr. Spockinopoly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. And you would recommend Dr. Spockinopoly for Arnie as well?
I would. I'm not sure if he sees people of your size. He's a mollusk, but he could give it a shot. It just might take a very long time for you to be seen.
Does he live way down deep in the ocean?
Oh, he does. You can find him under the rock.
Ah, yes. Yes. But you see, the thing is, it'd be difficult to get Arnie down there. We could do it. It would take a lot of magic, but he should probably see a land doctor.
Oh, right. I always forget about you and your tiny, tiny little pink...
Yes.
Lungs.
Oh.
I just learned that word. I'm doing night school.
Oh.
You're doing night school in the afterlife?
I am. I've always wanted to try it. You get a horse, you get a sword, you take vocab lessons.
I have to ask a question. If you have the vast, everlasting infinity of the afterlife, why go to night school? Why not just go to school? Why do you have to restrict yourself to doing it at night? What are you doing during the day?
No, she's studying to be a knight.
Yeah, they wouldn't let turtles be knights.
Ah, I see.
Because they're like, armor on top of a shell? What are you talking about?
Right, and there's all these sort of speed restrictions, which honestly, I am much faster now that I'm past. Look at me.
No.
Look at me go.
Whoa. It's a blur.
It's almost kind of scary.
Back on the ceiling.
When you move, you have this sort of jittery motion. It's like, it's kind of unsettling. Like your limbs move. It's really weird.
It's like a scuttle.
Yeah.
It's the only way I know.
Well, it's quite impressive. You can move very quickly now. I'm sure you'll make a fabulous knight.
I really hope so.
I must ask, if you do graduate from knight school, would you consider becoming the first ghost knight in the army that I am raising to defeat the Dark Lord? Yea, we shall gather all the forces it takes to defeat evil in all its forms, and you could lead a ghost vanguard.
How long do you think it would take?
It's kind of been a slow burn, honestly.
Okay.
I've been trying to get some people together for the last few decades.
You know what, why don't you C-mail me and we can pencil it in, and then if I can't do it, I'll let you know.
Okay.
It would be fun.
That's fine. I understand.
I don't know where I am one day to the next.
Henry
travels.
That's great. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, but I love what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Oh, thank you.
See, Arnie, C-mail is a thing.
I guess so. Hey, Hildy, what do you want us to do with this dumb old body? Should we throw it off of the side of the boat?
Rude.
Or?
Whoa, dumb old body.
I'm sorry you're not using it anymore.
Please have some respect. You can see the whole shell is inscribed with beautiful poetry and prose.
Here, I'm just going to pick this body up and put it on my knee, and if you don't mind. Oh, yes, so yes, so yes, so yes, so yes, so yes.
This is incredibly disrespectful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? Just because I'm a little cloud of a girl now doesn't mean that I don't feel nostalgic about the thousands of years that I used to live in that little house.
Well, how then best shall we lay your remains to rest?
I feel like we gotta Marie Kondo your body.
What? You want to turn it into a condo?
Hold on to your body and think, is keeping this going to bring me joy?
Oh, okay. I do love this body. I've had so many great memories in here.
Did you guys see that little spark? What was that?
Yeah, it seems like if you just fill out the paperwork, you could maybe be alive again. So, you know, I think you got to decide, do you want to bury this body and move on and just be a ghost? Or do you want to spend a few thousand more years being alive?
But keep in mind, it's all right to get rid of things you don't need anymore. You don't want to be a body hoarder.
Yeah, if you touch the body and it doesn't feel like you want to go back into it, you can just sing to yourself like, ooh, I'm going to bury this girl, right? And get rid of it. As a burial at sea, like, we can dispose of it for you.
Right.
Quickly, Chun, Arnie, take my hands.
Okay.
Oh, they're so wet. Why are your hands always so wet?
Hold my hands. I'm thinking. No, I'm going to keep you.
Oh, we sparked joy?
Yeah, you sparked joy at me.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's good. I hear. I'm just going to hold my shell. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I've had a lot of fun in you.
I've heard that before.
But then I'd have to say goodbye to Henry. But can I be honest?
Of course, please.
I've been asked to grace the covers of several magazines, and honestly, I'm just not sure that Henry would... Oh, I hate to say this. Keep people's vomit inside of their bellies. Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Oh, you will?
I'll do it. I'll leave Henry. He's disgusting.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
He's a freaking blobfish, and I'm a 10 out of 2. I'll say it.
Yeah, he looks like Ziggy. Get the hell out of there.
Right, and I'm a negative fraction. I'm holes in fractions.
No.
You understand.
Yeah, yes. Math. Whatever you're saying, I'm sure makes perfect sense.
Okay, I'll fill out the paperwork. Honestly, I disagree with the whole system, but I'll do it just this once.
Oh, and Hildy, I know to fill out the paperwork, you probably need a corporeal form, and that's how a lot of ghosts don't get back into their body, is they can't hold a pin. So why don't you pop inside of me, and if you feel comfortable with that, and I'll hold a pin, and I can sign the forms for you.
Oh, fantastic. Do you have acid reflux? Because I don't know that I can go through that again.
Nope.
Okay, great. I'll be right inside.
I have the forms right here. This is going to make a great podcast. I love it when people fill out forms. Here, just use my back.
Here we go. Alley-oop.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield. Okay, I'll hold the pin here.
Just fill that out real quick.
All right. Very good. And dot the I, Hildy.
It's wild how much different vocal cords affect Hildy's voice.
Oh, you noticed.
That was a wild ride.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for letting me use your pen, Mr. Sheffield. I really like that you named them.
I name all my pens.
Can I just say something to you? And I don't want it to feel too cryptic, but you really should get someone to look at your,
My buttholes?
Your bunghole, yeah.
You're always asking people to look at your buttholes.
Yeah, but maybe this time you should see Dr. Spakatnapel. Anyway, I'll write it down for you. It's very hard to say and spell.
Well, now that we have these forms, all I have to do is cast a rune over them, and then you'll be back in your body.
Thank you so much
for helping.
The rune
will, file them with the correct offices.
Oh, fantastic. Flotus, before we go, do you want me to take a look in there? I mean, just while I still have this cloud figure.
Inside of me?
Yes, I think everybody could use more than a yearly checkup. The system is really messed up.
Oh, sure. Why don't you hop on in?
Okay. I'm getting good at this.
Oh, yeah, I am very good at this. This is so nice to be in here and to see. Oh, you can feel really the power coursing through this one. He's got all these, it's tingly bits, but it's a different kind of tingly. It's not the dead tingly. It's like a magic tingly. I like it, but I got to get out of here.
Oh, you know what? I didn't quite get in there.
Wait, that was me?
Oh, yeah, that was all you.
Huh. Well, what do you know?
Yusidor, I've never seen you so happy.
I think your anticipatory system is broken.
Can I ask Hildy, and obviously you've only been a ghost for a short period of time, so maybe you don't know. Is there such a thing as a reverse Patrick Swayze?
Honestly, this is the first time hearing of this technique, and I would love to learn how to do it. Would you explain?
I was just wondering if, can an alive person possess a ghost?
Oh, my gosh.
Or could you put a corner in a baby?
You can put a corner in a baby. I've seen it done, but you have to know that there is no going back.
Or could you put someone's throat back in with your bare hands?
So what you're saying is you want to see one of us be the one who possesses Hildy's ghostly form.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if that's a thing, but magic.
I mean, you can give it a try if you want to. I am quite porous.
Oh, I was thinking someone else would.
You're the one that brought it up.
All right, here I go. Ooh, back up. I just feel what is the physical? How am I going to? All right, let's see here. Let me just, I'm going to put my little hands together in a diving symbol.
Nothing with Arnie getting a running start is going to end well.
What? So if this doesn't work.
Just jump into me, Arnie.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
It's uncanny.
Yep, that's Arnie.
It sounds so much like him.
In the 80s, I was little.
That's definitely Arnie. Yeah, Arnie, say some more stuff only Arnie would know.
Oh,
My acid reflux is triggered by I'm most nervous about telling which Chunt or Usador who is my best friend. Oh. And the truth is it's neither.
Arnie.
My best friend is young me.
That makes sense. He's cool. What's 4 plus 4?
Wouldn't you like to know?
That's Arnie.
So where does that's so weird to just see a ghost with no Arnie. And Arnie's, I mean, 3 times the size of Hildy. This is wild. How is he fitting in there?
You know, other planes of existence, they tend to mess with time and space and mass.
Arnie, do you see anything inside the ghost? Kind of like what the ghost did to us. You know how Hildy checked out our forms? Anything you see?
Oh, let me look around in here. Oh, my goddesses. Her heart.
What's wrong with it? Is it broken?
Oh, it's humongous. There aren't other organs in here. She hasn't been eating or digesting or breathing. She's just got a big old heart.
Yeah, well, you're a ghost. You don't need all that other shit.
I guess that's true.
I mean, she's alive again. Maybe all her organs will go back to normal. We don't know.
I guess so. But what I'm saying is that she's beautiful.
Oh, I see.
Inside and out. Wow. So you're an underwater 9 and an internal 10.
I guess she is.
Her literal heart is what makes her love. Oh, that's beautiful.
That's gorgeous. Wow.
Love it. Get out of there.
Oh.
I have to say, that was very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. It was a tight squeeze, but there's just so much heart in there. It's
really?
Beautiful. Yeah.
You're apparently all heart inside.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
If you weren't dead, I would have that checked out.
Yeah. No, it doesn't sound good. It's very disconcerting.
Yeah.
And Henry's a cardiologist, so I should really have him take a look, but I guess we're going to be ending things.
Oh. What is it like to be a ghost cardiologist?
A cardiologist.
Oh, okay, that answers my question. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can file this paperwork anytime you're ready to be back in your body. So if you want to wait a while and go talk to Henry first after this episode, we'll understand. I can take care of it next week.
No, you know what? I think this is a good time. I think this is a great time to do it surrounded by friends. And you know what? Honestly, he can still haunt my dreams, you know? Sometimes that's a nice way for people to stay in touch.
Oh, that's lovely. Yes.
It's never easy to get this news that someone that you're seeing suddenly in the middle of the night came back alive.
Okay, just need a little blood to draw this rune here on this paperwork, and it's a flame, and it has been filed with the correct offices.
Oh, thank you so much for helping me. I don't know how I would have found Mr. Sheffield by myself.
Yeah, you're welcome. Do you want to keep this pin for yourself?
Thanks. I can't hold it quite yet. Just throw it to the bottom of the ocean, and I'll find it someday.
I could put it in your dead body's hand.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, you wake up with a pin in hand.
Should be back in your body any time now.
Oh,
I think it's happening.
Owie, owie.
Oh, roll her over.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hildy.
Here's your hat.
Oh, thank you. The flower's still alive. That's incredible.
Well, there was a ghost flower flying around, and it came back, too.
Okay, well, be honest with me. How do I look?
Seems like a lot of your muscles have atrophied. How long were you dead?
Oh, it's hard to say. Anywhere from 6 months to 59 years?
For that range, you look beautiful.
I think you're an underwater 3 out of 9.
Okay, I'm a third of the way there.
I'll take your word for it. So, Hildy, I'm excited that you're alive again.
Oh, me too. I have a lot of people to contact.
Oh, really? Like, who do you need to contact?
Well, you know, I was a little naughty after I passed, and so I was really haunting a lot of people who sort of semi-wronged me to full-on wronged me. So I have some apologies to make.
Oh, okay. Should we do some emails? Chun, we haven't done any...
I don't think we should do any emails, Arnie. You know what I think we should do?
Say
what?
It.
What?
Say it. You say it.
Sure. Should we do some
say it?
C-mails?
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Do some C-mails. I'll go first. Here I have a C-mail. This is from Dogukan. Dogukan says, hello from Turkey. Oh, that's nice. Well, hello from Badger. Name's Dogukan. Okay, Dogukan the turkey. And I love the podcast. I'm confused about one thing, though. If Usador is the 12th realm of Ephesius, how can Spintax be the wizard of 3rd, 9th, and 12th realms of Ephesius? Huh.
Yeah, you, sir, why are you only the Wizard of One Realm? Yeah.
Well, hello from Wizard. And I just want to say that, you know, wizards are all tied to different realms of power, and the realms of Ephesius, the 12th realm of Ephesius, is where the multitudes of dimensions that deal with light and shadow are mostly contained. And, you know, light and shadow also thematically fit in with truth and lies, which is the Spintax's source of power. And also, he's probably lying about the other two because he's a liar. He's a big, fat, stupid liar.
It's right there in his power set.
Yeah, don't believe anything that idiot says. I mean, I heard a rumor recently that he's back in Foon. He's not on Earth anymore.
What?
Yeah, Spintax is dicking around on Foon and not helping anyone.
No, he hasn't sent us a postcard or anything.
I know. Ugh, how I hate him.
Speaking of people sending us messages, let me see if I have any C-mails here. Oh, shit, I have hundreds. I should open up my C-mail more often. Ah, okay.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. I'm sorry.
Speaking of postcards, Hildy, I just realized something. I got a ghost card a few weeks ago, and that must have been from you. It just said, hello, come visit soon. Was that you?
Oh, yes. Sorry. You know, No, people visiting people when they're dead is a little freaky, but I was very into it at the time.
Sounds threatening.
If you still want to die, I'll see if I can reverse this paperwork, but, you know, I make no promises.
Like last week, you sent me a message that said 7 days.
Oh, yeah, we had sort of a surprise party planned for you.
For my birthday?
For your birthday.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, your death day was going to be the same day, actually, because I like things nice and neat.
Oh, happy death day. Let's see here. I got a C-mail here. This one's from back in September, so some of this might be a little outdated, but hey, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. Despite Usador's horrendous pronunciation of the word artifact, it made me come to a strange realization. Is it at all possible that the last artifact needed to defeat the Dark Lord is actually an Arnie-fact? Like the boy wonder himself, could this sword, Arnie combination, actually have created the perfect tool to take down the Dark Lord? Maybe the secret to defeating the Dark Lord is not on the outside, but rather what's on the inside.
Little Arnie.
Specifically a sword, specifically an Arnie. Thanks and hope all stay well in your world, Ryan.
I mean, it's half right.
Some of that seems very prescient, but some of that is just wrong, right? Like, for one thing, I don't even have that obsidian sword in me anymore. It's out.
Where the fuck did prescient come from? You've been sitting on that word the whole time? Prescient? Based on the novel?
I don't know. I woke up this morning and I was like, there's going to be an opportunity for me to say the word prescient later today. And it's going to be spot on.
Well, this person who sent us this email is correct. The secret is within you, Arnie. Let me get in that brain.
We've been avoiding talking about it too much. But whatever this thing, this person from Earth, implanted in my brain is, from what I heard him saying to this weird creepy guy, it's projecting my consciousness? You know, I don't talk about it that much, but for the last few years, I've been having more and more dreams about being back on Earth in Chicago. Are those real? I mean, they're jumbled and confusing, and I don't really remember them that often. I mean, I'm not really a dream guy. I mean, maybe I should keep a dream journal or something. I mean, are some real and some are not?
Let's get to the meat of this.
I think whatever he implanted in me is actually sending my consciousness to Earth. I think that's what the Dark Lord wants. The Dark Lord wants this thing in my head.
And you're a ghost on Earth, possessing bodies and making pottery in the sexiest way possible.
And it's projecting your consciousness, so your consciousness is blaming others for things that you do?
And still tweeting.
Wow. Something like that. I mean, look, it's just a theory. But why would the Dark Lord want that?
I don't know. He has shown interest in invading Earth and having access to other realms. Perhaps he thinks this is his way to take over places other than this plane of existence.
I'm so sorry. I wish I had known about this before I was just checking in on your acid reflux. If there had been like a microchip scenario, I would have checked in about it. But again, you should see Dr. Spockinopoli. He could really check it out.
Does he ever do land calls?
He might. Again, it takes him a very long time. But the thing with mollusks is you just gotta like throw like a frisbee or something down there, make sure he latches on. It could take 2 to 3 years, but if the frisbee comes back up, people clean, you know, beaches all the time.
OK,
Okay.
Yeah, if we make an appointment for 2 to 3 years from now, that feels like on track for how this podcast progresses.
I think that's great.
How's his sea bedside manner?
He's very quiet, but polite.
Sure.
Not warm, but, you know, he gets the job done. Oh. He's a mollusk.
And is he working up to be a sturgeon, or?
You know, he won't let... You know what? I've asked. He won't say.
Oh. Well, we'll contact him tomorrow, but Hildy, tonight, we dance. Will you please bless the three of us with a dance to celebrate your body?
Of course, I would be honored. And if you don't mind, would you just do a little tempo check on my legs? Here we go.
And the three, and the four, and the...
They're always
moving
at different
times. She's so fast. Oh! Wow! I still got it, boys. Now tell me that wasn't like molasses.
Wow.
Turtles are the sexiest creatures on Earth, I swear to goddesses.
That was one of the most erotic turtle dances I've ever seen.
Oh,
and speaking of molasses, I need to get my butthole checked.
Dr. Spockinopoly, I'm telling you.
You, sir, you clearly have never seen Master of Disguise.
Oh, I know what dance we could do. Let's all do the bat dance.
It almost sounds like the Dark Lord is hunting down the transmitter I stuck in Arnie's brain so that his consciousness could power that robot Arnie still wandering around Ohio. Luckily, none of that matters, as I'll be tracking down and deleting every copy of this transmission to make sure the word Arnie fact never makes it to the universal zeitgeist. Yeah, that's the hill I'm dying on. Yuzuru the run-on sentence was played by Matt Young. Chunt the shape-shifting interruption was played by Adol Refai. Hildy, the ghost of a thousands of years old turtle, was played by special guest Olivia Nielsen. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Sea shanty version of the Hello from the Magic Tavern theme song by Arnie Parrott. Special assistance provided by Ryan to... Did I do that one already? Well, surely there's enough time to once again express gratitude for assistance that was most likely rendered years ago. Oh boy, we had one shot to make our first impression for 2021, and this was it. Now, who wants 10% off their purchase of a website or domain? Too bad, the advertising was at the beginning of the show. If at all, I don't know how cookies work. But remember this, the next time you provide assistance, make it DeGiorgi-style assistance. Make it special.
Everybody, we have some exciting news that we want to share. If you want to go on an adventure with Generation Y, we'd love for you to join us. January 26th through the 30th, 2026, we'll be sailing from Miami to the Bahamas on Wondery's first ever true crime cruise aboard the Norwegian Joy. Aaron and I will be there to chat, hang out, dive into all things true crime, and we're thrilled to be joined by some familiar voices in the true crime podcasting world. Serti and Hannah from Red Handed, Sashi and Sarah from Scamfluencers, and Carl Miller from Kill List. Super excited to hang out with them too. We got some cool activities, interactive mysteries we can solve, testing our forensic skills with a blood spatter expert, and so much more. So for some sun, fun, and just the right amount of mystery solving, come join us.
Ready to jump on this seriously epic adventure? Book your cabin right now at exhibitccruise.com.